West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. And now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, here we are. Welcome to Auto Talk Radio this morning. This beautiful first Saturday in November.
Yep.
And it feels like it's crisp.
It's crisp and dark.
It's about to get darker. Yeah. Tonight the time changes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I know. I'm going to tell you. Otherwise, you'll be late to work on Monday. You'll forget all about it.
My phone does it for me now.
My phone does it for me.
Back in the old days, I didn't change it, but now.
That is true. Yeah. That is true. Your phone does it for you.
Yeah. No excuses on
world
Monday.
Time. You always know where you are and what time it is, don't you? That is true. I guess that's one of the good things about cell phones and stuff these days with things. It just updates all on its own, right?
Yeah. I don't.
By the world clock.
Yeah. I wish we didn't change the time. I mean, we don't. Why do we do it now?
Because
the farmers?
I think it's pretty stupid if you want my opinion.
Yeah, no, I
nobody
agree.
Nobody asked me, so.
Yeah.
Because of the farmers.
That's
I don't
what
know.
That used
I've heard,
to be the thing. Like,
I've heard
a long
that.
Time
and
ago,
that and like, gave more time to feed the chickens before the kids went to school or something. I don't know what. Maybe they went out and ran a combine and cleared a cornfield before they had to go off to class. I don't know.
Yeah.
But either way, it's kind of ridiculous. Why don't we just split it down the middle and leave it there?
Yeah.
Boy, that'd really mess everybody up, wouldn't it? Yeah, I don't know, but I do know this is fall, so fall back. So, well, it'll be darker at night quicker, and it's going to be light in the morning again.
Yeah.
So, I'd rather be dark in the morning.
Yeah, same.
I want to sleep. It's when it's like 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning, I don't want to be light. That's no good. Anyway, either way, we'll see what happens. This wonderful... weekend here. Hey, you know what's coming up this week?
What's that?
Voting.
Yeah, voting.
If you haven't voted, I think a lot of people are voting, pre-voting, whatever. Did you mail yours in?
Or I'm going to do it in person.
You got to go to the poll. Okay, well, don't forget. It's important.
I know. No, how could you forget? It's on every news outlet. It's on everything.
Like, I know. It'd
be pretty hard to forget.
Almost Trump's cars, and I don't know how that happens. That's never in my world. But yes, you're right. Every news outlet. You're not kidding. It's a historical election. Look, Super Vote Centers open across San Diego County.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. So, you know, polling place. I'm pretty sure no matter what, you'll have time to vote sometime somewhere.
Yes,
things are open different hours, obviously, and so. But important, it's a great. If you're a citizen of the U.S., you should get out there and vote because this is when your voice gets heard, right?
Super Vote Center.
Yeah, that's what they said. They got one in San Marcos, Encinitas, El Cajon, San Diego, and Chula Vista. Pretty well covered.
Yeah,
so you can go vote somewhere. So.
What makes it a Super Vote Center? It's just.
I think they're open extended hours or something. That's what, so.
That's super.
Maybe you can go there and vote, even if it's not. Because before, you used to in person have to go, like, in your district, right?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about this. That's why I'm going to stop talking about it.
We don't have to.
All I can tell you is however you're supposed to vote, just go vote,
man.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I got to say about that. Okay. You know what we're talking about today? Something super cool is keeping them critters out of your car.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's that time of year, you know, and we kind of hit it just right because as it gets cold, this is when this problem starts to show its ugly head, right?
Yep.
So we're going to discuss that a little bit and how to keep them out of your car and keep your car in good working order. Because I'll tell you what do rats do to your car?
They eat stuff.
They eat everything. Yeah. They destroy it. Wiring harnesses. We've seen thousands of dollars of damage to cars. That
when they go to the bathroom, they like to do it on the cabin air filter for some reason.
It smells beautiful. Huh? Yeah. When they go, well, I think they get it. Part of that is they squeeze up in there and they get it in the... dash channels, you know, there, and they make nests in there.
Yeah.
I mean, they start to live in there.
Yeah.
We've seen where they eat a hole right through a cabin filter, haven't we?
Yeah, yeah.
Those things are not nice.
Yeah.
No. And they do not smell good and any of that. So, as we're going to be talking about this, you can also give us a call here at 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, we're happy to talk to you about this morning as we are discussing all different things here. But yeah, talking about the car critters. Anything really cool happened this week, broken car wise?
Nothing that's jumping out.
I see some weird stuff here and there.
Oh yeah.
You were looking for a differential for that Mercedes.
Yeah.
And everybody I talked to is like, those never go bad.
Yeah, they don't. They're,
so I was talking to Josh, and he's like, oh, he's all, they, he goes, I don't know what happened inside. He's all, maybe it got run low on fluid or something, but it's not leaking. I said, maybe it's just the one-off that lost a bearing, too. That's what it is.
Yeah, he just says bought growling. It. Yeah.
The customer did just buy it. It's probably why the guy got rid of it.
Yeah, it could be.
He's like, he probably priced out what a new one of those differential so costs for Mercedes is like $10,000 for just the differential itself.
Yeah. Oh, that's like, it's a lot for
the guy's like, that's too much.
Yeah.
But we found a good price on a good used one.
Yeah.
Since they never go bad.
Yeah.
You know, I can't see why the one we're going to put in is going to go bad.
No, not. They rarely go out. I've actually never seen one go out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Luck, so he just got the luck of a draw of that car. Something happened to that probably that caused it.
Yeah, you never know. Maybe somebody serviced it and didn't put enough fluid back into it. It's hard to say.
That could have been it too. Yeah, we've never seen the car before, so we don't really know. But get it all straightened up. So I'll tell you what, it's been a busy week. There's lots of things going on with cars. Ran into something that we were discussing. A Subaru that blows out light bulbs all the time. Not the same one, though.
Yeah, like, Dodges do that, too. My friend, she's texting me that.
So what we figured out on that was that an alternator overcharging can cause that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hmm. So let's say you got a right front headlight. It goes out all the time. You want to look at things like the ground for it or the connector started to melt and it's putting high stress on the bulb. Because, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if you get a car that like loses rear brake lights, then loses a headlight, then loses the left headlight, then the parking light or the fog lamp, and you know, and that's what was going on with this car.
Is that Wendy's car?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I remember she's been talking about that before. She said the bulbs always go out.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they go out all the time.
Yeah.
Like she had five of them out again. I was like, what?
Jeez. Oh, wow.
What is going on with this car, man?
Because I've seen with the Dodge Rams like that. People say, oh, my headlight keeps going out, but it's the pins in the connector.
Correct.
They get loose and they don't. Because you can like hit the headlight and then it'll turn on.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that too. The bulb's not burned out. I've also seen them where they get really high resistance. So the bulb draws a lot of amps, you know, like it, and it, because it's burning the connector.
Mm.
So yeah, that can be. But when it's all random ones, it's. I was like, what is going on with this car? So I started doing some research, and there's a technical service bulletin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, about them. The alternators get up charge around 15 volts.
Oh, wow.
Start smoke checking bulbs regularly.
Yeah, I guess it's better the bulbs than...
Checked it. Rick checked the car, and he said it's not never over 14.4, which is fine. I mean, that's charging-wise. It's in the okay area. But my question was, when we're discussing, I'm like, wonder if this thing spikes every so often.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
How would you know? You're never going to be able to catch that.
Yeah.
So I said, well, if it keeps happening, we'll probably just change out the alternator on it and see how it goes, you know?
Yeah.
Because I'm afraid that's what may be happening.
They do make these like recorder things that you'd have to hook it up to our OBD2 port.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how long it will record for, though. It's like a little button you can give to customers and like, hey, when it does that weird thing, hit this button and it'll like record it.
Yeah, but how are you going to know a light bulb blew out?
Yeah, I know, I know. You know, I get it. Well, a lot of newer cars will tell you when light bulbs are out. My car does. Say, hey, you have a light out. It's going to cost you $2,000.
I don't know if that Subaru does or not, to be honest with
you. Yeah, a lot of the newer cars do.
Yeah, you're right. Like my truck would tell you if the bulb's out. But yeah, I don't know. But anyway, that's just an interesting thing.
Yeah, it is.
And we have a lot of technology on cars these days, and a lot of something as simple as an alternator spiking can go wrong and cause weird problems.
And I've seen that, but that's when it's like hooking computers and stuff, you know, and they get really, really bad.
Yeah, this was there's a technical service bulletin on it, and then I also from there I went and read a bunch of different forum stuff to see if people had actually been having this.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of stuff on it. Yeah, they ended up replacing my alternator for that.
Mm.
So I was like, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So and every car is different, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you never know. So and certain cars can have built-in problems that come with them. Yeah. We see that too.
You know, oh, yeah. Like, and sometimes, like, a car will have a certain issue, and someone will be like, oh, I found this online. It's a TSB. Here, do this. But it doesn't mean that that's the
that
problem.
Not, no,
and
definitely
that
not.
Happens a lot.
Yeah, that does. That does. That just means that's a common problem that people have seen a lot with that car.
And but it helps the technician, but it doesn't.
Or that. Or this was, no, sir, I'm sorry, this isn't for your VIN or you know, this is was the year before. They don't cross over always.
No, yeah.
They change a lot of things every year. Sometimes in the middle of a build cycle, they'll change something on a car.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if they know they have a problem, right? So that way they don't have to deal with it later. They figure it out. But, yeah, you don't, there's a lot of different little specific issues that happen with different cars. And people talk about it, but I mean, think of today's cars when we look at stuff up. There can be hundreds of technical service bulletins for one model. It's crazy. Yeah. Like everything from the AC to this, that. I was using the new, we've had it for about a year or two, but the FDRS, which is Ford's new laptop scanner. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, the stuff in there, that thing works better than the IDS did. So it's way more... It's not as clunky. The IDS was kind of clunky.
It was,
But I just going through there yesterday, I had it plugged into a newer truck, and I was just looking at everything that, man, I tell you what, that thing does a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, and also in that thing is a meter tab, and you can monitor almost anything, you know, like you were talking about, push a button to monitor.
Yeah,
you can monitor voltage. You can see what's going on here, there. It's pretty, pretty in depth.
Yeah.
Stuff. So get a lot of data out of it, and it's very helpful for sure when
buying this
in a car. But all right, folks, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. We're going to continue talking about all the great car stuff and also keeping critters out of your car. We're going to take our first break real quick. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
Lots of Auto Talk going on here. Good stuff. Good stuff. You know, we're just talking about different things in technology. There's a gentleman that was in, you know, all these things come to my phone. This gentleman, well, he obviously was in Escondido because I get all the location things. So
yeah.
His name's Marty. We won't use his last name, though. Thanks. Your service was impeccable, and I will give you a 5-star Yelp review. Super cool.
Yeah.
I love when people send stuff like that.
Yeah. Positive is good.
Positive is good. Positive is good. That's what we're going with. Yeah, we're going to go with that. But thanks, Marty.
Yeah, that's cool.
I appreciate you putting the confidence in us and allowing us to take care of your vehicle needs. So all good stuff. All right, folks, 1-888-344-1170, 888-344-1170. Paul wants to talk to somebody, so somebody call. Anyway, I do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido. AAA approved and STAR certified, taking care of folks up there for over 30 years. Wow, time flies when you're having fun. And, of course, West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission, 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon. AAA approved out there in East County, taking care of folks for over 12 years. That's crazy, huh?
Yeah.
You were a young man when we opened that thing.
I know.
I saw the pictures of you standing there.
Yeah.
I was a bit younger, too.
Yeah.
And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, right over there in central San Diego on Balboa near the 163. Taking care of folks over there for AAA approved and smog certified, but taking care of folks over there for coming up on 7 years now, man.
What's that, Kearney?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just over 7 years, actually.
I helped you with that one, too.
Seven last May. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we have West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road, Eastgate Mall. That one's coming up on 6 years soon.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy. Yeah, yeah. Balboa will be 8. That'll be 6. 13 for El Cajon. 32 for Escondido. And then West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission up on the coast there, taking care of folks out there on the coast. 229 South Coast Highway, AAA approved. That one will be 2 years coming up.
2 years.
This year. Yeah, yeah. So good stuff. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. We all believe in the same philosophy. We never put money ahead of people. Very important to us. Stop in to have your vehicle service repaired and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about, for sure. The West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit. Good stuff. You can also drop in, you know, I always tell folks, and this is something that I stand by wholeheartedly, and that is the best money ever spent on any repair is the money you spend on a qualified technician to do at a quality facility to do a proper diagnosis. Saves you lots of money. How many cars do we see that are misdiagnosed regularly?
Lots. Good.
Exactly. 600%. Prime example, yeah. We did a timing belt and water pump for a lady. So she lives out in, where's the last town like going towards Arizona out to 8? Is it El Centro?
It could be. I'm not
El
sure.
Centro, yeah. Out there, out in El Centro. She, for some reason. And this was like a year ago. She called, and Will was talking to her. She called. She's like, oh, I took my car and had it diagnosed. They said it's related to the timing belt. He's like, well, what do you mean? She goes, well, they plugged in the thing and up come a code and the variable valve timing's having an issue.
Oh, geez.
And of course, Will's like, okay, what we need to do is actually, did they diagnose it? Because that usually isn't related to the timing belt. Yeah. And obviously, if something was wrong with the timing belt initially, you wouldn't be driving around for a year without no problems,
you
right?
You would know it.
Yes, you would know it right away. Yes, yeah. A car out of time is big problems, right? So got her to actually ended up calling another AAA facility out there. They set her up, got her in there. And yeah, she's having an issue that has nothing to do with the timing belt.
PVT
seal. Yeah. What is the thing?
Phaser?
Phaser, I guess, is going bad on her sticking. Yeah. So unrelated to putting a timing belt on the car. So, but we did get her to a good place to get it diagnosed properly.
Yeah.
So the other folks were saying, well, maybe we have to put another timing belt on. I was like, that's not going to cure your problem. Yeah. But we see that a lot.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, if you don't know a lot about vehicles, I could understand where as a consumer, you're kind of caught there going, all right, what do I do? What's wrong with my car? You know? So, best money ever spent for sure is on a qualified a diagnosis. It will save you so much money in the long run. Stop in, take care, and we certified transmission diagnosis, drivability, overheating, whatever it is. If you got problems with your vehicle, let's get in and get it diagnosed properly. That's what we're here for. Eliminates unwanted parts replacement, along with we still offer free shuttle rides to or from work or home with our little Kias. Kia. I'm going to make you get one. Remember the Kia commercial? I was laughing the other day with the, they used to,
rats.
Were they rats or hamsters?
Yeah, probably hamsters.
Hamsters,
rats are.
Nobody wants to see a rat.
No one wants to see a rat,
yeah. Hamsters.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you a hamster suit.
Yeah. Let's do it.
You'd be a big hamster cruising around in the West Automotive Group.
Or instead of having the girl in your ads, you could have a hamster.
Brian and a hamster. Well, they would never forget, would they?
Yeah.
It's a good idea. Train the girl out for a hamster. Been there. So free shuttle rides to or from work or home, low-cost rental vehicles at all 5 locations. We're there to help you with. You can also jump on westautomotivegroup.com and follow us on Facebook, X, or Instagram there on West Automotive Group. We put tips and things like that out. This is a good time of year, too, by the way. And all this, as far as they put out pie recipes and all that stuff too. We add a little stuff in that's not automotive, but it's super cool.
Yeah.
So, and fun stuff for the holidays. So, all good. Just westautomotivegroup.com. You can also click on the Automan segments or Auto Talk Radio where you can see Auto Talk Radio. We put all the shows after we've done them live as podcast, and then Automan segments is a YouTube channel or the Automan for Fox 5 and the CW. You can also email me anytime at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. If you want to pick up our podcast on the go, though, you can grab them through Apple, Google, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeartRadio.com, and tune in. All you got to do is just put in 1170 a.m. San Diego weekend, and it'll pop them up. You can download them for your listening pleasure, as Paul does all the time.
Yeah,
he listens to us all the time over and over again. It's that weird thing going with him. I'm just kidding. All good stuff. And fun to listen to. Sometimes I go back and listen to them.
I listen to some.
And sometimes when people say to me also, like, you were talking about this, and I'm like, I don't know what I was talking about. So I go back and, oh, yeah, now I know what I was talking about. So makes a lot of sense at that point, for sure. But good stuff. So westautomotivegroup.com, you can get all of that. I also, a reminder, real quick, if you go to westautomotivegroup.com, you'll see that it, in as soon as you log on there right now, the Warrior Foundation Freedom Station, the telethon's coming up for that. We always donate to that. That pops up. You can actually click right on that. It'll take you to the Warrior Foundation page where you can donate. So a great cause. Been involved with this forever, since way back. It's been a long time now. They're coming up. They're over 20 years now, I believe. But I've probably been involved with it maybe 10 years or something like that. Great, close to my heart, great cause. Donate, helps get warriors home to their families, injured, etc. And they keep this is a local San Diego organization, and they're building areas for where they have homes and places for veterans or hurt sailors and soldiers that to get back on their feet and stay. So they're doing a lot with that, and it's quite an amazing thing. But if you go to westautomotivegroup.com, it'll pop up. You can click right on it. It will take you to their page where you can donate. And couldn't be a better cause. So get on there, do it. And of course, Cruise for Kids, we have the Teddy Ball coming up soon. That'll be Thanksgiving weekend, so 3 weeks away or so. For that, if you're listening and you want to come be part of that, that's another great Black Tide charity event that we do, where all the proceeds go to help children in the hospital, etc. And then you got to donate bears, and those get given out and everything. Another great organization. So two great things we do here at the end of the year. One is the Teddy Ball to help sick and injured children, and then the other is the Warrior Foundation Freedom Station a telethon, where it goes to help wounded sailors and soldiers and everybody and get home for the holidays to see family people, which is super important. So jump on our website and go there. Donate.
Yep.
Donate. It helps for sure. So great organization. And every penny pretty much is used for that fact. They donate it all. The folks that started that, her husband is a retired military, so she started here in San Diego, and they work it together, and all the proceeds go to help sailors and soldiers. So they put together a really great benefit thing. So it's all good stuff. Let's see, critters. Have you ever had a critter in your car?
No, luckily no.
Yeah. Well,
Seen it a lot. You've seen in the shop.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Seen them jump out of cars when we open the hood.
Yeah.
Seen rabbits come out of them too.
Yeah, rabbits.
So all kinds of things will get. Here's the thing. So you park your car, it's warm. Then you get up to the car's warm. They get up on it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, this time of year, it's cold out.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So you can get everything from cats to rabbits,
yeah,
to squirrels to rats to mice.
I guess I say no, but that I know of, because sometimes they're in there. You don't know. I mean,
yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, they jump out.
And, yeah,
you know, I've seen domesticated animals like cats destroy a belt or something on a car. Like, unfortunately, it destroys the cat too.
Yeah, that's what I was kind of thinking. I was like, ooh.
Kevin said, "Rats ate the wiring of my Ford Focus." Yes, that is true. Absolutely. Yes, they. Well, and you know why we were talking about that is. Sometimes these cars we see come in, you're getting a couple thousand. I've seen cars of $4,000 or $5,000 worth of damage if it's bad enough.
Oh, it totaled a Lexus, a brand new Lexus, because the coolant hoses are like soy based.
Yeah,
this was a couple of years ago, but
Hondas used to be that way too.
It ate every single hose. They replaced them all under warranty, and then 2 months later, it came back in, and then they said, "Forget it."
Lexus and Honda. we're doing that a lot. $400, you got off easy, Kevin. You got off really easy at $400. Yeah. It must not have been that bad.
I didn't feel lucky.
Yeah, well, that's way luckier than a lot of them that we see. Some of them just get destroyed.
Yeah.
They get in there.
Me that, though, that they're made of soybeans, the rubber hoses, and that's why they get in there and eat them.
The hoses and also the wire sheathing. Now actually what they've done, they're still doing that, but they started that. They didn't think about drawing animals to it before.
Yeah.
Now there's bitterment in it, so it doesn't taste that good to them. It's still soy based, but it's bitterment, you know, so they, it was a way to try to curtail that a bit.
Yeah.
So it doesn't taste as good, but you're right. I've seen them where they destroyed whole wiring harnesses, you know, $5,000 worth of work. And like you said, a new Lexus, you get enough of them up in there, like a car sits for long enough, ooh, be destroyed.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, we don't like to work on them. You open the hood and it looks like a restaurant for rats.
Yeah, it's toxic.
Not a restaurant, a restroom for rats is what I meant to say.
And for the technician, it can get pretty bad.
Oh, yeah. So a lot of times we have to pressure wash them down and... Well, and you don't want to be inhaling that stuff.
Yeah.
That's what's that Hanner virus? That's where it comes from. A rat and mice feces. So we want to try to avoid breathing that. It's always bad stuff. Anyway. All right, folks, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. We're going to take our last break here real quick. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. Well, we know the phones are working now, so 1-888-344-1170. Everything's working. Bodie called in. He's listening up. Keep listening, Bodie. We're talking about you. I'm sure you just heard that. Anyway, it's all good. We appreciate everybody joining us this morning here at Auto Talk Radio. Let's see. What else do we got going on today? Uh-oh, somebody else is calling. It's good stuff. Do want to remind everybody, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by Interstate Battery, also a battery for every need. Interstate Batteries are the highest quality batteries out there. We don't stock any other battery at the West Automotive Group. And Interstates are great batteries. There is no question about it. So if you need a battery for your vehicle, jump on westautomotivegroup.com, get an appointment, and we'll get you an Interstate installed. If you need a battery for any other need, check them out at their storefronts, 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or in La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Battery, a battery for every single need. So, good stuff. We're talking about rats. We're getting, talking about some stuff. And you were right about sometimes you have to. We have to deodorize the heck out of a car.
Yeah.
If they get down into the air boxes, you know, or the ventilation system of the car, basically. They will eat holes through things, plastic things and everything else.
Yeah.
So, it becomes very difficult to get them all out of there. And it's terrible if they actually die inside there.
Yeah.
Had that happen before.
They almost totaled the car.
It's bad.
Yeah.
It's really bad. You don't want those things in your car. So let's talk about how to avoid that.
Yeah.
Well, first off, don't park your car in a field.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it becomes a campground for vermin.
Yeah, they're like, sweet.
Yeah, hotel. They're like, look, a hotel. So, yeah. And it rolled in, and it tastes good.
Yeah.
So, all good stuff. Okay, Gary, are you on with us?
I am.
Okay, he popped you on there without me doing it. So, okay, we're good. What's happening?
Well, I've got an older, it's a 93 F-150, and it's running good, but what happened was the brake fluid all ran out on the ground, and I couldn't get underneath it to see it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at an age where it's hard for me to crawl underneath, but it looked like usually when you have a wheel cylinder fails, it leaks inside You can see it on the inner side of the tire.
Yes.
But it looked like there's a steel brake line that runs along the rear axle.
Okay.
And that's what it looks like. It's leaking. And and it poured out all the fluid, and I haven't topped it off because I didn't want to dump any more brake fluid on the ground. And it looks like maybe there's a hole or something might have hit near the rear axle and caused that brake line to fail. And I haven't been able to find anything. They said I went to the parts store and they said, "Oh yeah, we can sell you the a length, but it has to be bent and fitted."
Correct.
And so I didn't know if you had any good ideas on how to approach that.
Well, as far as has this been here in San Diego, this truck, all its life?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's not. A lot of times we see rust damage in the Midwest and places like that. It'll actually damage brake lines. But it sounds to me, I was just thinking that when you said, like, something may have hit it on the road, caused damage to the line or something. Here's the problem. Even if you put brake fluid in it, you can't get brake pressure back right now like that. So the car's pretty unsafe to drive because the pedal's going to go to the floor.
Yeah.
And the brakes aren't going to work.
Just got it parked.
Yeah. What we do with those is you cannot, you can't just go buy a line like from Ford that just goes there and fine. Now we have to fabricate everything that we do. So yes, we buy a length and then we figure out a length and then we custom bend it to fit and then we put it all on there and then bleed out the brakes and be fine. But yeah, that's pretty much what needs to be done. So and you need a line bender to do it, because if you try to do it by hand, the line will kink and then the line's no good. So it's kind of an art to that. Brake lines, and making it look good is definitely an art. I've seen them put on before that, replaced before that. Whoever was bending them, I was like, "Well, you've never done this before, apparently."
Yeah, there is a company that makes kits.
So, but just for that one line, it's not that bad, to be honest with you. The price of the brake line's not that bad, and then just getting it installed, a little bit of lamer, and get the brakes all bled out, you should be back on the road. But you're going to have it towed in. That's for sure.
Yeah. I was able to drive it home, and when I got it parked, it's parked out on the street. So
gotcha.
When I finally got it parked, the pedal went right to the floor.
Yeah. So we don't want to be driving around like that. That's pretty dangerous. Yeah. But if we can help you out with it, let us know. We've done a lot of those, so we just get them in. Like I said, order the right length, and we custom bend the line and get the brakes all bled out then, and you'll be back on the road.
Okay, and obviously you want to use a technician that's done this before.
Correct, yes, absolutely. Yeah. All of our master techs, most of them have done brake lines before, so it's not that uncommon. We've done it and seen it, and especially on older vehicles like this, it does happen.
Okay, great. Thanks for the tip.
No problem at all.
Appreciate your program a lot.
Appreciate you listening. You have a wonderful, safe weekend now.
You too. Bye now.
Bye-bye. So, all good stuff as far as that goes.
Yeah, see. They make kits now.
For all, but come with all the brake lines?
Yeah, but usually, I mean, the out-of-state cars, they're all...
Oh,
wasted,
yeah, so rusted one. Yeah, I know about that, but I don't know if you'd want to buy a whole kit for a truck just to replace one.
It would depend on what they all look like.
Yeah, exactly.
Because sometimes, you fix one leak and there's some other one.
That's true.
And then,
but if it's been in California all its life, most of them, how often, do you replace brake lines on cars here? As long as they haven't been driven in salt air, happens in the Midwest.
Usually it's a Midwest one, and then they're all, you get in there and you see it and you're like, oh, all of these suck.
They do. Well, and you can't unscrew any of them because they twist off. Because what happens is the ferrule nut rusts to the line. You go to sit and just twist the line breaks also. Yeah. So, there's almost no saving those for sure as far as that goes. Best thing, and don't try to drive a car like that. If you have no brake pressure, you don't stop very well at all.
Yeah, that happened to me.
Yeah.
I lost my brakes on the freeway.
Yeah.
It was fun.
It can get bad. It really can. So, need to be careful with that kind of stuff for sure. as we continue on with the, you know, like I said, this show almost came out perfect, although I wrote it a couple weeks ago, but because really this week is when we've just seen the temperature change, right?
Yeah.
So as far as that goes.
All the tire pressure lights are coming on.
Oh, yeah.
You're getting a lot of those.
Yeah, that's true. Because your car's cold in the morning, air, the pressure goes down. Mm-hmm. You're right. So if it was close, and now, you know, it can change a couple PSI. You see 2 to 4 PSI from temperature, right?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes more if it's really hot out, it goes up.
But, and then when it gets a little colder, that's when all the batteries come in. It's like a trend every year, you know, it's something you see.
You are right.
Yeah.
So it's no question about it. But the good news about the tire pressure thing is you can just reset your air pressure, right?
Yeah.
Usually it's not an issue as far as that goes. It comes on because it's barely low, mm-hmm. just drops below the threshold. The battery thing, if you haven't had your battery checked, right, and Interstate's going to love me for this, but when you bring your car in for service, we always check your battery and give you kind of a life of the battery because the tester's really good at it now. Marginal batteries will, and Tim that worked for us before, he told this story. It was so funny. I never forgot this story, so... He's like, this comes from the person that knows way better. So they were going to a wedding, and it was like out in a vineyard or something, mm-hmm. right? And he had serviced his car, his SUV, and the battery was marginal. He's like, it'll make it to the next oil service. Then I'll put the battery in.
Yeah.
So him and his wife go to the wedding. The battery dies. Everybody leaves there to go off to the reception, right? Oh, he's got to wait out in the middle of nowhere for 2 hours for AAA to get to him because of where he was at to get the car jump started. He's like, this is the same thing we tell customers. It's going to happen at the wrong time, which is exactly what happened to him at the wrong time. So he wasn't really happy about that. But,
it's
one of those things for sure. That get your battery checked regularly, which we do. I'm a big proponent of if it's marginal, I get rid of it.
I do too.
I don't want to deal with it. It's going to die anyway.
I actually do it by time too.
Oh, do you?
So at some point, even if it's testing okay, I'm like, it's been 5-6 years.
Yeah, battery gets to 5 years. Yeah. You're just living on borrowed time.
Yeah.
You are.
And the testers are good, but sometimes, you know, things happen.
They do.
Sometimes just go.
Well, they're not a what's that called when you a psychic ball or whatever they
I
mean,
a
but
crystal
they,
ball.
Yeah, they do use technology to test and load the battery and figure out, you know, where it is and the quality, what's left with it, which works out pretty good. But all in all, time wise, like you said, they do fail. So if you're getting to 5 or 6 years. You're living on borrowed time. You really are.
Yeah.
The battery's going to go.
It's funny how you don't have to load them anymore. Remember the old school ones?
Carbon pile.
Thing?
That was a carbon pile loader. Well, yeah, that's not really good on electronics. That's why we stopped doing that.
Oh, yeah. It probably starts smoking. It
draws a lot of amps.
Yeah.
Smoke comes out of the box. Never want that. So, good stuff. Yeah. Anyway, election misinformation, Paul. See, I think you can vote on the weekends and stuff.
Yeah, well, that sign said something in Vietnamese. So
did you read it?
Well,
how do you know it was Vietnamese?
I have friends that are Vietnamese, so I know what it looks
so
like.
So it could have been Chinese.
I'm pretty sure it was Vietnamese, but it could have been too. I don't
know. So you have friends that write you messages in Vietnamese?
No, just like when I was a kid and I'd be over at their house and stuff, I would just, they'd have poster or something on there.
Oh, Vietnamese poster? It's very random. Okay. But I'm going to believe you. Anyway, not to get sidetracked, but you're good. For the next 4 days, we're going to deal with a lot of voting, right?
Yeah.
And then maybe after that, too, depending on what happens. This is a very interesting time. No, I was just thinking about this the other day whenever we had an election like this, you know, in the past couple, the past couple elections have been super fun, right?
Yeah.
Super interesting.
Oh, so, yeah. Interesting.
Cars are so much safer.
Yeah.
Just stick to them.
Yeah.
Anyway, but to watch. So, we're going to see what happens in the next 4 days. It'll be interesting to watch for sure. Back to our critters and cars, though. As we were talking about, so you often, if you get a rats and things that we find a lot of snail shells. Rats love escargot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They really do. They eat those things.
I remember I would see all the
shells all over the place. Yeah. They do that. Acorn nuts, things like that. They'll carry all kinds of things up in your car. And one of their favorite places now, because a lot of engines have open valleys, so they'll build nests down in those, right? So, but they do, like I said, they do that. You turn your car off, the motor stays warm for quite a while. Mm-hmm. If you're a rat running around in the fields, a little wet, raining outside, and you hop up on that thing, it's a good place to take a nap.
Yeah.
So, or build a nest.
Yeah.
So they're super happy. You know, to get a little bit of warmth and stand. And then, of course, keeps them out of the rain and everything else. It's like a rat condo you got on there on wheels.
Yeah.
So that's not what you want, obviously. So the best way I found and least invasive is pure extract peppermint oil.
Yeah.
We put them in the little cans. They used to make those cans. That company, I don't know what happened to them. They're gone. I have about 8 of those cans, so I use them. Like, I have one car that's parked quite a bit. I've always fill them up.
Sorry, I didn't mean
no,
that.
No, go ahead.
They use, like, the mint, like Altoid things. I've seen that in cars. People put, like,
well, you could do that.
Yeah.
You could put, you could just take cotton balls and dip them in peppermint oil, poke a bunch of holes in that thing, glue a magnet on it, the Altoid can, and poke a bunch of holes, and then put
peppermint oil?
Yeah, peppermint oil on the cotton balls. Put them inside that thing with holes poked in and just stick it, place it with a magnet. That's kind of like what those cans do.
Yeah.
But the peppermint oil sound, and it has to be pure extract. So it can't be cooking peppermint. You can order it off. It's easy to get. It's cheap, too.
Yeah.
But rats, mice, rabbits, cats, animals, they don't like the smell of it.
Yeah.
And we love the smell. I mean, compared to everything else.
Yeah.
Because I've heard people say, dryer sheets in your vents.
I never seen those
it
work.
It never works.
Yeah.
Mothballs. That might work, but it stinks to us.
Yeah.
So it's not a good thing whatsoever.
My still favorite is those frequency boxes. Those things are crazy.
Do they work?
But what if
you have animals like dogs and cats, does it drive them nuts?
They're supposed to not drive them crazy. It's supposed to be a different frequency.
Like for rats and mice.
Yeah, it's like a rodent frequency. I don't know how they do it. Gotcha. But I've heard stories of technicians like hooking it up and a rodent jumps out of the car. Like it drives them crazy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're doing it.
They're trying to get away.
Yeah. Like, turn it off.
All right. Well, don't grab one of those if it jumps out. It'll bite you.
Oh, yeah, no.
Just kick it away.
Yeah, I stay away from those things.
Yeah. Well, and one of the big things that, one time, the funny thing about this is I had somebody say to me one time, a customer, the rat gate came out of my car and your rats. I'm like, well, first off, I don't own any rats.
Yeah.
Now, have I ever bought them? And when we actually, all the shops have bait boxes.
Yeah.
Because we have cars coming and going all the time and you never know what's coming off of somebody's car, right?
No,
as far as that goes.
True.
So, we control that scenario to prevent from having a problem with them. If they do hang out at the shop for a day, they're going to eat in that box and they won't be around for long.
Yeah, and if we ever had an issue, you just jumped out of someone's car.
Yeah, exactly. And we've seen them jump out of cars a lot of times. Try to chase them right out of the shop. You know, that way they go out if you can't, they're hard to catch.
Yeah, they are hard to catch.
Not that easy to catch. I've seen a couple technicians give them a good kick before, but that's a different story for another day. Interesting things that come off of cars, that's for sure. You don't want to grab the furry kind with teeth, though, because those aren't good.
Yeah.
I've seen angry rabbits also come out of cars. You open a hood and poof.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, they've just rode around on a very hot motor.
Yeah.
They're not. How would you would you feel at 220 degrees?
Yeah.
You know, rabbits seem to act like they're scared anyway all the time. So they're probably really scared then at that point. And probably angry.
Yeah.
Angry. Nothing like catching an angry rabbit in the chest.
Yeah.
It flies off the car, but we've seen it happen. So those might work, those things, if you get a good one, you know, I've heard of people using
them. They're on Amazon.
Do they make a noise all the time?
I don't know, actually. Why are you thinking, like, battery draw?
No. I'm just saying that they have to all the time be emitting. Once you hook them up, they continually emit from. No, there is no way. Those things don't even probably draw a tenth of an amp. Probably, I mean, nothing. Like, right? And not even a milliamp, probably.
Not enough to keep.
There's no moving parts in it. All it is a little, like a little sound box.
Yeah.
So
I think some of them have, like, a little proximity sensor on them.
Okay.
And then I don't know that much about them. I've just
so hooked, if something I've moves like in the engine compartment, then it starts emitting the sound.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But I don't know that much about them.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I thought I'm gonna read up on that too. I've always used the peppermint oil. Seems that works too. It seems too.
Yeah, if it works, but it's easier.
You probably only need one of those emitters though, and it'd cover the whole car pretty much. So not a bad idea. So anyway. And especially if you leave a car parked, that's mainly, you know, and where you park it. So usually if you park a car, but where you can have done, I've seen people that like park cars in the garage and in a problem. And I'm like, they're like, oh yeah, well, we stored animal food in the garage too.
Yeah.
So you have to remove all those things. And we have a very high grove rat population here in Southern California. There's no question about it. So they get very fat and happy eating avocados and everything else. So, keeping them out of your car is super important. If you do store food and things like that in your garage for your animals, you need to have those containers that prevent. Although I've seen one of those plastic containers that the screw-on lid that you like put dog food in. I've seen where rats chewed a hole right through the side of it.
Some rats are huge.
They're not nice, anyway. Are they? Yeah. Those things are angry looking for sure. So, just make sure that, you're storing everything properly. Don't park your car in the field. Leave it there for long. And cars that sit for a while need a little bit of protection for sure, as far as that goes. But you want to make sure that you're putting all that stuff away in a dry place and keeping your car in a safe place, not in the field, not around wood piles. Don't keep wood piles. Don't keep places around for rats and mice to have a home.
Yeah. I guess when I've ever seen one like really, really bad, it's parked at some horse property for a day or two. Prius I saw one. They like ate the center console. They left
food in the car too.
I told the lady, I'm like, this is a total. This thing's gone. I mean, it ate the interior, all the wiring.
And a whole family of rats, man.
It was like... Yeah, it was done.
Prius in, and they were all sitting over there looking at it. They're like, attack.
Yeah, pretty much.
But also, you need to be careful. I see people leave food, candy bars, things like that in their car.
Yeah.
That will draw them. They are vermin. They're looking for anything, so they'll come eat it. There's no question about it, for sure. So just make sure that you're keeping your car clean and stuff like that out of it. You know, don't leave wrappers from fast food. You got to be a little cleanly. It'll help avoid these kind of problems. But all in all, sometimes you just can't avoid it when it gets up on the engine of those. So in those cases, just be cognizant. Get it taken care of right away because you want them removed and not to come back. That's for sure.
Did you see the question on there? Will candy canes work?
Would candy canes work?
You decorate your engine compartment?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't. That's it. The sugar in it's gonna. I think it's gonna draw them in, not push them away. Uh-huh. It's going to probably be bad for sure, without question. So, no, don't put candy canes on your motor. We're gonna go with no, Kevin, on that one. Good try. You get A for effort, though. They're plentiful and cheap.
Well, you can decorate.
Open the hood and dump them in.
Yeah, put some stockings in there in the engine compartment.
The rat would love you. They'd think it was Christmas. Yeah. It'd be really good for them. So, yep. Let's keep food out of your car and that. Hopefully, folks, this helped you with the stuff. Don't, just make sure you're taking care of your vehicle and keeping it away from areas that you can get critters in it. And it will save you lots of money in the long run. All right, San Diego and everybody else out there, we really appreciate you joining us for Auto Talk Radio today. Hope you enjoyed the show, and we appreciate everybody that called in. Great to talk to you, and you're part of what helps us make the show great. So thank you for being part of it. We'll be back next Saturday. Make sure you keep your dial tuned to 1170 AM. Keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up until we get back to you next Saturday, for sure. San Diego and everybody, take care now.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com. And click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.